I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 11th, 2026. The top donor to the super PAC of Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has almost no online footprint, but is spending big to help Beshear's presidential ambitions and other Democratic governors as well. Ashish Patel has contributed $850,000 to In This Together PAC over the past year, in addition to $500,000 to support the election of Democratic governors in nine different states. Kentucky Public Radio found that Patel is currently licensed as an oral surgeon in Virginia. A social media account linked to Patel touted Beshear as the best potential candidate for president in 2028. Kentucky's Republican Attorney General has appointed two leaders in the coal industry to a state energy policy commission. Hope Heffley has more.
Coleman named former East Kentucky Power Cooperative CEO Tony Campbell and Crowns Corporation CEO Matt Ricketts to the Executive Committee of the Energy Planning and Inventory Commission, or EPIC. The Kentucky Lantern reports Campbell previously led the electric cooperative that supplies power to 16 Kentucky distributors, and earlier this year he was also named to the Trump administration's National Coal Council. Ricketts previously held a senior role at coal producer Alliance Resource Partners. The appointments follow a new law that changed EPIC's executive committee, replacing two seats previously appointed by Governor Andy Beshear with seats appointed by the Attorney General. Both appointments still need confirmation from the Kentucky Senate. I'm Hope Heffley in Bowling Green.
Kentucky State University President Kofi Okokpo had his contract renewed by the school's board after alumni expressed no confidence. He's been in the position since July of 2023. The Kentucky State University National Alumni Association voted no confidence in Okokpo earlier this month and asked the Board of Regents not to renew his contract. The alumni cited concerns with accreditation, finances, and safety as some of the reasons the contract should not be renewed. The board chair expressed enthusiasm for Okokpo and his work at the university in a statement released after the meeting. The Woodland Art Fair brings lovers of the arts and crafts to Lexington's Woodland Park annually. This year, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary. Shepard Snyder has more.
The Woodland Art Fair showcases the handiwork of artists from Lexington and across the country. This year, the city expects 180 artists, musicians, and craftspeople to take part. Brian Turner is one half of Cricket Press, a local printmaking and design studio. He expects a large turnout.
A lot of what we make by hand, we will be bringing here with us to Woodland and other art fairs that we go to throughout the year, but this is our biggest art fair that we do every year.
The event takes place Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.